B-Pod Studios.
7 o'clock hour brought to you by Univest Bank Financial Solutions for your business. Now, I'm trying to watch the Sixers last night. I'm enjoying my life watching the Bobby show. Everything was going swimmingly. Then the second quarter started to not look so good. You start to see the bench not really play so well.
More than you want.
Mm-hmm. And I decided to check Twitter at one of the fine commercial breaks. And what do I see? But our boy John Heyman tweeting out again. Now, there's been a lot of speculation about John Heyman being Scott Boras or just being the PR rep for Scott Boras. I like John. I think John does a nice job. But with what's been going on recently with everything surrounding Scott Boras, it seems like everything John Heyman has put out there has been in support of a Boras agenda, whether that be a guy like Bryce Harper not finding Philadelphia to be a good fit, not liking Philly, not wanting to be in Philly, whatever. So then Heyman puts this out last night at 8:01. Quote, "Hard as it is to believe, the Padres have not ruled out signing Bryce Harper too. Ownership will meet tomorrow, meaning today, to see if they can make it 2-for-2 on this winter's megastars. Not seen as a likelihood, but apparently not out of the question either." When will it stop? When will it stop? This is ridiculous. You're going to a guy right now with Bryce Harper saying that the Padres are still very much in the mix. To me, this is just verbatim Boras to Heyman saying, "Hey, by the way, just put this out there. Yeah. We just got a call from the Padres. They're still a little interested. They think they're going to be able to work this out.
They're going to be able to beat the Phillies' offer."
And here's the problem. He's not wrong. He's not wrong at all. Yeah, they got what? They got Hosmer, right? Now they got Machado. They don't have to pay anybody for years because their minor league system is stacked. So when they have those guys come up, they're going to have a couple of stars already there, and then you won't have to pay. It's very much like the situation with the L.A. Rams. As I've said before, the Rams don't have to pay Jared Goff yet, so they can throw money around these other positions. I don't have to worry about it. And Dominican Sue, Marcus Peters, whoever, they can bring these guys in and not even blink an eye, not even bat an eye, and just bring them in like that. If this isn't Scott Boras speaking to John Heyman, I don't know what is. No. Has there ever been a more obvious job of somebody being a mouthpiece?
Brian Windhorst comes to mind when LeBron James.
Okay, well, he owes him his career. I guess that's a good point.
But no, I hear you. It is kind of silly.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal. So Matt Breen comes out a little bit earlier in the day, and he had a great piece on Philly.com yesterday saying that the Phillies are actually motivated by being outbid for Manny Machado. And they're more confident now than ever that they're going to be able to go out there and get Bryce Harper and get him to come here in Philadelphia. That's what he tweeted. What he wrote was, quote, "The sting of being outbid for Manny Machado proved to be enough motivation for the Phillies to heighten their pursuit of Harper. A source said Thursday afternoon that they are confident they will sign the superstar outfielder." More speculation, yes, of course. But the big point here is that when I'm reading something from John Heyman, as I think most people are right now, I feel like I'm just reading a press release from Scott Boras and his company.
Correct.
That's what it feels like right now. And somebody tweeted me last night. They said, "Do you think Scott Boras has the passcode?" They use passcode. Passcode for John Heyman's phone. And I'm like, yes, because the passcode is Boras.
Yeah, do you think Middleton and Klentak felt the pressure last night when they were looking at that lawn over in Cherry Hill? they know what the pressure is.
So apparently there was this car accident.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I think it was NBC10 got the shot of it. And they have the helicopter, Chopper 10, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Chopper 10.
Chopper 10. They have the sky cam, whatever, go over the accident and in the grass.
I know the guy that did it.
Oh, we got to get him on.
He's a little hesitant to take ownership of it.
Why?
I don't know.
Possible charges?
Maybe.
Maybe he
was it not his property?
He was working. It wasn't his property.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because they were working on the water line repair or something right there.
Maybe. No,
but he's a listener.
Here's the only reason I hesitated to tweet something about it. Like, I retweeted the person that put the picture out there, but the only reason I was hesitant.
Oh, it's on Bleacher Report this morning.
Okay.
It went viral.
But what happened in the accident?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I didn't want to go that route because I didn't know what happened in the accident. Like, God forbid something happened, and here I am laughing at a Sign Harper thing in the grass. You idiot. You know, it was a van of puppies. And I'm like, oh, damn it. Sorry, I'm a jerk. Like, I didn't want to go there. But it's just more speculation. I still say this. If I was betting on this, I would say by Tuesday this happens. I think it's too obvious to be Monday. I think Tuesday everything actually gets announced. You have the whole week to talk about it. To do it on Friday, as we discussed yesterday during the Manny Machado presser, just to try to steal some headlines and attention from all that, because Dan Lozano, the agent for Manny Machado, and Scott Boras, of course, the agent for Bryce Harper, they don't like each other. So to stick it to one or the other as much as possible is what they would do. I don't think that behooves Scott Boras. I think the best thing for him is to give the regular news people the regular news cycle as the week goes on so they can talk about him and the deal, the mega deal that they'll sign with Bryce Harper whenever they possibly can. I don't think it's something that happens today. I don't think it happens over the weekend. If I had to bet money, I say it happens on Tuesday, if not a little bit before.
These apple fritters are delicious.
I have, in the, what, 4 or 5 months we've been on the air, I've never seen you despise a story more so than this one. Is it more so the money they'll get or the fact that nothing's really happened?
Nothing's really happening.
But Manny signed.
I know. It's been so drawn out. what do you want?
Nothing.
I celebrate the money. I appreciate the history that is being made right now for the game and for salaries.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. It's just taking so long.
Everything is getting dragged out. And when they talk about money and all that stuff, when they talk about money with everything that's going on in baseball, it makes you go back and think about that other cliche argument in sports radio, which I referenced earlier, which is, should college athletes get paid? Now, that's coming into effect now because of Zion Williamson. And what's really interesting is that other athletes in the NBA have now come out trashing the NCAA. DeMarcus Cousins actually talked about it yesterday. Well, let's just hear what he had to say. I'll also read for you what Donovan Mitchell put out there. And Luka Doncic, always difficult for me to say that name, talked about it as well, as they should have an opportunity to go over and play in Europe. Mm-hmm. Which they do, and I'm heavily in favor of. Andrew in Phoenixville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Andrew?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, buddy.
So a few points I want to point out is that, you know, this is really getting annoying. I mean, just the guy, 2 points I want to throw out to you. This kind of reminds me of the whole LeBron James choice decision of where is he going to go, and then all of a sudden he just makes a TV announcement that's national news going to Miami in front of the Boys and Girls Club. So it's kind of like annoying like that. And then the second point is, when was the last time in sports, of any kind of major sports, four sports, is that you had two players that are so coveted that it was a chess match of who's going to sign first, who's going to sign second? I can't remember the last time this big of an issue between two really good players, awesome players, in any of the four sports.
Yeah, I would guess so. I don't know, is that something that is that, like, maybe since the Super Bowl, something you're really getting amped for?
Well, I think it's just the fact of everybody's holding their breath. Obviously the White Sox dropped out, but it's between the Padres and the Phillies, and who's going to play chicken, who's going to blink first to sign this guy. And you know, it's getting annoying, but it's just like, all right, just sign the guy and let's just move on to spring training and get everything underway. It seems like this is the one pivotal rock that is just pausing spring training from happening.
Andrew, when it happens, let's just say that it happens, like I said, by Tuesday, right? And you're looking at your phone or whatever. How long is it going to take you to go from, let me ask you this first. What's your initial reaction? Is it relief or is it excitement?
I think it's just relief that it's just done. And then soon after that, I'm going to think about it and say, okay, I'm excited for the season, but it's good on paper. Let's see how they are in the field. You know, you can always put a really good dynamite lineup on paper, but if they, you know, it really depends on how they do well at batting, how well they do well in the field. That's the thing. I'm more realistic by seeing what they can do all together instead of just putting everything on paper.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Andrew, you're a basketball fan at all?
I am, yes.
You want to go see Temple basketball this Saturday?
I cannot. I'm going to head down to Florida this weekend.
Oh, well. You win.
Hmm. What part of Florida?
Right at Cerro, Florida.
Okay.
Right below Fort Myers. My parents have a house down there for snowbirds. And actually, we're going to the Red Sox Orioles game next Saturday at their Fenway Park.
Nice.
Clearwater's 3 hours away, so it's a little bit further of a drive. But we're going to the Red Sox Orioles game next Saturday, so I'm looking forward to that. But
all right, buddy.
Warm weather I'm looking forward to. But thank you so much for that.
Absolutely, Andrew. Take it easy, man. Good for you. Enjoy yourself down there in Florida.
Must be nice.
By the way, I was sent a tweet during that discussion by Kevin AC, who apparently is a Padres beat reporter out there.
Mm-hmm.
9:40 last night. Says that I know it's risky to rule them out of anything. They're relentless. However, I assure you the Padres are out on Harper. By the way, they never made him a formal offer.
Oh, then screw you, Boris.
So it's down to the Phillies.
It's the Phillies versus the Phillies.
The Phillies versus Boris and Heyman's Twitter account. Yeah. That's basically what it is.
Like we talked about the other day, this is the scenario. Bryce Harper, Scott Boras, John Middleton, Matt Klentak sitting at the table. And you have Boris staring across the table at John Middleton, Jay Middles. And he goes, do you want to go back into Citizens Bank Park?
Jay Middles.
Not having spent stupid money? Here's my guy right here. You want the face of baseball playing for your organization?
Jay Middles.
You want an MVP playing for your organization? Make your move.
Does the longness of all this, how long it's been drawn out, make Phillies fans more okay if Harper doesn't come here? Is it kind of like, who cares?
Yeah, you know what? No, it's not. I don't think it's who cares. It's that we're already in angry mode. We're already in. Usually it would take us some time to get there, but we're already there. So it would be transition to relief and then jubilation, I believe.
What if he doesn't sign here? Does your anger get more?
Absolutely. Or increases. Not only do you get to hate Bryce Harper even more so than you might already do as a member of the Nationals, you also get to be mad at John Middleton, Matt Klentak, and McPhail for what really will amount to not coming through on what came off to be a promise.
Yeah.
Even though, and we'll talk about it in a second here. I do want to get into Zion Williamson stuff, but you got to hear from DeMarcus Cousins what he had to say about Zion Williamson. I'll let you hear that, and we'll continue to dissect all things Bryce Harper as per usual here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Crushed by the Canadians. I'm Pat Egan. This sports update is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law and the Power of Justice. For accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse, remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. The Sixers returned from the All-Star break last night with a 106-102 win against the Heat. Tobias Harris led all scorers to 23 points, while Ben Simmons added 21. Joel Embiid did not play because of left knee soreness and is unlikely to play when the Sixers take on the Trailblazers tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here on The Fanatic. We'll talk with Sixers insider Keith Pompey coming up at 9 a.m. Over on the ice, the Flyers were crushed last night 5-1 against the Habs. Carter Hart was pulled for the second straight game. The team now prepares for the Penguins and the Elements when they play in the Link tomorrow night in the NHL Stadium Series. The Phillies announced a signing, but it's not the one you wanted. The team announced they re-signed third baseman Trevor Plouffe, to Jamie's excitement, to a minor league contract with an invitee to spring training. We'll keep you updated on all things Bryce Harper, though. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier to hear any of the shows you've missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com on the Fanatic app for daily best of show podcasts. I'm Pat Egan for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Marcetta and Trey in the morning on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hit it! Welcome back, everybody. Farzetta, Trey in the morning. Mark Farzetta, Trey Thomas, Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Sam Wilson, the day off. Pat Egan on the updates for you today. 610-632-0975. Blanket statement. Blanket question, really. Should college athletes be paid? Yes or no, Bob Cooney?
No. I think the pay is the free tuition.
Trey Thomas, your college.
Hell yeah, they should.
Jamie Lynch?
Yes, in moderation.
I say no. They should not be paid.
If there has to be some kind of algorithm for, like, you know, women's lacrosse players right. at University of Penn aren't bringing in bucks.
Exactly. Which
but
is
if
why...
you're a football or basketball guy at a big powerhouse and they're selling your stuff mm-hmm. and profiting off of your back, then there should be some kind of compensation.
I don't think... Okay, now that's different. Because
yeah.
I believe in there should be allowed compensation, but not payment. And it's for that very reason.
Well, that's fine. If it could, even if it could go into an escrow account. You know what I mean? Like, something like that, I'm totally cool with.
No, they should be... here's my stance on it. No, they should not be paid. They should be allowed to make money. And they should be allowed to make yeah. money off their name.
Yeah, like those Ohio State okay. kids that were selling the autographs for
exactly.
tattoos and stuff.
Exactly.
That should be fine. I don't care.
Exactly. We'll break it down a little further in a second because this has come up again with everything with Zion Williamson and whether or not he should play ever again at the college level. Now, the injury came out, what, to be just like a sprain?
Grade one.
Day to day right now. So who knows if he'll actually come back or not. So now the debate has come up saying he could be a first or second pick in the draft, whatever, probably first. So should he ever play again at the college level and risk maybe getting hurt again and potentially losing some draft spots in the NBA? That's why it's come up. DeMarcus Cousins, we'll hear from in a second because he chimed in on it. I'll lay out for you the way I think it could actually work to where everybody kind of wins here. Mike and Delran, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Quick Phillies and Sixers, if I can. But
yeah,
I agree with you. Schools, it's not the responsibility of the school to pay a college athlete. They should be able to sign with agents, make endorsements, and do whatever they want. It's not mm-hmm. school's business.
Yes.
So if Bryce Harper doesn't sign here, it's going to be like Clark Griswold waiting all Christmas for his bonus just to get a Jelly of the Month club. And that's what the fans are going to feel around here. And you know what? It's a shame because take Bryce Harper and Manny Machado out of it. I would say this is a successful offseason for this team. And at this point, if you're going to spend stupid money on Bryce Harper, let me ask you this. Is he the best player in baseball right now?
No.
No. The best player in baseball grew up right around the corner from your stadium, and he's going to be available next year. So at this point, I don't even care about Bryce Harper because his minute free agency opens for next year. I'm going to make it public. 10 years, $500 million. Mike Trout, let's go.
Yeah, two years, he's a free agent. Next year, he might be available in a trade.
Right. So, but I mean, that's what I'm doing because right now it's just getting out of control. It's a shame that people are going to see this as a failure if they don't sign Bryce Harper. And then real quick about the Sixers, I don't want Joel Embiid to play. I don't care how bad his knee's sore. I don't think it's sore at all. I'm waiting any day for him to tweet that he's feeling fine and the Sixers are just keeping him out. That guy got gassed last year by the second round of the playoffs. If there's 23 games left, I don't care if he plays in just 10 of them. Let's give this guy a break so he can, like, you know, have a little bit of energy when it comes to the second round of the playoffs. That's all I got, boys. Have a great weekend.
You too, Mike. Take it easy. I will disagree with this. I don't think it was a matter of fatigue last year. And the reason why is because Al Horford still did to him what he did last year
and he sat
last
out,
week.
And he sat out all those games with the face.
That's right.
Remember the face that he broke?
Yes.
It was the same face that got hit the other...
Markel Fultz.
Yeah, I was going to say, Fultzy.
Yeah. Guy comes out here, his number one pick, breaks the guy's face, goes to Orlando. Thanks. Yeah. Nice career.
Yeah, thanks.
When do you stop giving in to the athlete? Oh, yeah, they need a break. You give him a break. You know, he was gassed. Well, what happened to the like guys just playing the games? You got 82 games. Get out there and play. Like, mm-hmm. what happened to that? You know, the other day, was it with you, Jamie? I don't know if it was Jamie or if it was somebody else. We were just looking up stats of different players. Wilt Chamberlain, his last three... Now, I know people roll their eyes when you say it, but last 3 years in the league, played all 82 games each of those 3 years. Mm-hmm. Averaged 46 minutes a game. You can say whatever type of competition... The guy went out and played every day. Michael Jordan went out and played every day. LeBron James pretty much goes out and plays every day. You got to get used to doing that. And by saying, oh, here's a week off, here's 2 weeks off, let's just play you 10 of the next 15 games, well, then you get used to that. And I don't think that does anybody any good.
I don't know what's happened in sports.
It's this damn load management.
But no, it's not just. But it's not just that. I mean, look at pitchers in baseball that are, oh, you pitched 5 innings. Good for you. Wow, you really went all out today. Like I hate the development of a middle reliever in baseball. Like I wish guys played like it was back in the day. And look, I wasn't around in the 40s to watch, you know, guys play. But you could go back and look at the stats, like you just pointed out, Bob. Guy like Will Chamberlain was playing every game. What happened to conditioning for athletes where all of a sudden now they can't do it? And yeah, it does make you feel as if these guys are coddled.
Yeah, I just think the human body is it gets into a certain regimen where you're just you know used to doing something. Trey Thomas on Sunday wakes up and his body's ready to go because he's used to doing that for so many years. You sit a guy, you say, oh, take some time off. Here's a week. You play the All-Star game, but we're giving you the week after that to take off. Well, now you're looking for that, and your body's looking for rest more than it's looking to get amped up to play these games. I just feel that way, and I know we sound old school when you say, why can't you just... But no, it's not old school. Why can't you just go out and play? I mean, there's people that do it. Go out and play 80 of the 82 games, whatever it is.
That man sitting right there to your right, Bob Cooney, his name, Trey Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And what, 10 of 11 years you played at least 15 games in a season?
Yes.
How'd you do that, Trey? That's impossible.
Just because I'm an animal.
I am an animal.
You are an animal.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you go.
I don't know what happened, and I think it was like Ben McDonald was one of them. Another one was Mark Pryor. Was it Mark Pryor for the Cubs? Like Kerry Wood blew his arm out as well, but not as quickly as Matt Pryor did. And it was they were some of the first guys that they said, "All right, pitch count's really going to matter for you. You're only going to do this." And then the next thing you know, the game was changed forever. Is what it felt like.
Yeah,
and it's like that in basketball, too.
Yeah, and with modern technology, like that's the thing. People say, oh, my God, imagine Wilt Chamberlain if he had the modern technology as far as weightlifting, taking care of your body, all those things, how much of a monster he would have been. Well, all those things are leading, it seems to me, to more injuries, to load management, to guys not being there as much as they should. You know, biggest thing about ability is availability, and you just don't see it consistently.
The biggest thing, Trey, you ever try to run in Chuck Taylor's?
Yeah.
I used to always just, you know, when I was younger, I'd be like, Wilt Chamberlain, oh, forget about him, Michael Jordan's the greatest ever, right? I wouldn't even entertain the argument because I never saw Wilt play. But then I ran once in Chuck Taylor's.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, maybe Wilt would be the greatest ever.
He's an animal.
There's no air in these shoes.
Yeah, like,
what are we going to use as the sole of the shoe? How about concrete? Great idea. Put it in there.
No arch support.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. Just go. You just have a little barrier between you and the pavement.
No, absolutely. Let's get Mark up here in Blackwood. What's going on, Mark?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, on the basketball or college players being paid, I think there is a way to do it. And like how you guys are talking about it, you know, mitigate it. So if you're a field hockey player or a volleyball player, there's got to be some kind of way to make it so they can make some money off of their name. Because if they do get hurt, what do they got? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. So, you know, be a professional athlete. So,
yeah.
Phillies go. I'm holding Middleton ransom accountable. He said he was spending stupid money, and that is the only way I will be disappointed. If the Phillies lose out on Bryce Harper because of money, I will be furious. Now, if it comes out where he doesn't want to play here and he'd rather go back to Washington, that's a different story. But if it comes down to money, I'm done. I don't know if I'll be able to watch baseball this summer, which is a lie. I probably will still watch.
Well, I think the Phillies are going to have a good team this year. I think they're going to be able to contend for a wild card. A little concerned about their pitching staff, but other than that, this lineup is going to score runs. I think they go from a wild card contender, but not win it, to a team that wins the NL East. That's what they go from by adding Bryce Harper.
And I agree. And I agree with the previous caller who said if they didn't say anything at all, they would have had a really good offseason with the signing of JT Realmuto and the pitchers and Gene Segura. So they just put their foot in their mouth right now, and I'm just waiting for something to happen, and it's closure. At this point, I just want closure. Is he coming? Is he not coming? What's the deal? If it's Tuesday like you're predicting, which I hope it's sooner than later, but it probably will be next week, but they just got to get this deal done right now, and John Heyman's got to change his password on his Twitter account.
Good enough, Mark. Thanks for the call. Oh, hey, Mark, let me ask you, are you a basketball fan?
I am.
You want to go to a basketball game Saturday at noon?
I wish I could. Unfortunately, I can't. I'm watching a baby this weekend.
You're watching a baby?
Take the baby with you.
Take the baby with you. No, I'm just kidding.
A three-month-old?
Oh, my gosh. They're get into the game. Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it, buddy. Everyone's busy. People got stuff going on. 610-632-0975. We're going to actually read off for you the quote from Bob Nightingale's story in USA Today. Some months ago. Now, we actually came out on November 16th is when this quote got said. and will now live on in infamy. It'll live on like the gold standard comment made by Jeffrey Lurie. It'll live on like the small market comment made by David Montgomery, I believe it was. Maybe even Dream Team, like Vince Young.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't happen, stupid money will definitely live on in infamy. But to, just for more accuracy, we'll actually read you the entire quote from Bob Nightingale's story. And it might be a little disappointing, considering how long this has been drawn out already. 610-632-0975. But like we were saying, Zion Williamson might not play again at the college level. We went around the horn yesterday. I said, I would, if I'm him, I'm out. Depending on the severity of the injury, I'm out. Now, if it's only a strain and it's a situation, or a sprain, and it's only a situation where it's day-to-day, then yeah, I might not sit out the rest of the year. If it was going to be worse, yeah, there was any chance of making it worse, then I'd sit out.
I think he'll be back.
As do I. And, yeah. And if it's only something like this, then yeah, you come back and you play. It's not that serious. But it has reignited the question. Bob, you said you play. If you can play, you play, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of heat yesterday on Twitter for my stance. My thing was, if you've committed yourself, people saying he doesn't know Duke anything, Duke owes him. Well, I'm not saying he owes anybody, but you made a commitment. And to me, it's not just basketball. It's not just money. Money doesn't over, to me, as a person, you made a commitment to the University of Duke, mm-hmm. to Mike Krzyzewski, to the other players, to the students, to people that have jobs that depend on you going there and saying you're playing. If you physically can play, I just think, yes, you should honor your commitment of playing.
And Trey, you were all about playing?
Yeah.
You got to play that game.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie?
If I was Zion's dad, I'm shutting it down.
You're done, son.
Yeah. Zion,
good effort.
Great season. We got to worry about our future career here.
I hope you really cherished your Duke education all 2 months that it lasted.
Have fun with the ladies before you graduate, and we're shutting it down.
Pretty much.
You know what else we took out of real quick? And it goes back to a conversation I had many times with Jahlil Okafor. We take out that maybe Zion loves playing college basketball.
Maybe he does.
Because it's really fun. Like, mm-hmm. Trey, you know, you played major college sports. Like, Jahlil Okafor hated that he made the decision, or had to make the decision in his mind, to leave Duke because he loved it there. But he had to leave, he felt, so that he could financially support his family, himself, and the time was there and all that. Understandable, totally. But we do take the human aspect out of it. Like even Jamie said, if I'm his dad, I'm telling him shut it down because, you know, money, 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 money. My God, like, let's not forget a little human element of a 19-year-old maybe having fun playing college basketball.
Yeah, that's cute.
Enjoying that's being cute. On campus. Imagine being on campus right now when you're bringing in LeBron James.
Yeah, Barack.
You bringing in 44.
Did you see Barack in the stands?
That was awesome.
He was eyeing up Maria Taylor there. Did you catch that?
Dude, yes, I couldn't have even imagined being on campus with the pull that this cat has.
Todd Gurley was there. There were celebrities left and right.
Spike
there,
Lee.
Yeah.
Celebrities with Ann Profusion.
But you go out after the game? Man.
Hey, baby, my knee's really hurting.
Yeah.
Want to nurse me up real quick?
I need you to put something right now.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to Europe.
Knee is a little sore. It's right there.
Tell me about your college girls. I'm going to Europe. See you later. Where I'm making money and got girls. Come on now.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, if it's all about the money, then you have to make a smarter decision coming out of high school.
You're right.
Do what Moutier did and go over to China and play there for a year until you're eligible to come over here. But if you've made a commitment to a college, I think you need to honor that. Mm-hmm. I think that's the humane thing that you're supposed to do.
Well, that brings me to this point here, because Donovan Mitchell and some other NBA players came out in support of Zion Williamson, saying basically hang it up, or whether or not college athletes should be paid and all that stuff. So Donovan Mitchell actually took to Twitter and said, again, let's remember all the money that went into the game between Duke and UNC. These players get none of it, and now Zion gets hurt. Something has to change at NCAA. So he added at the NCAA. I agree something needs to change. And again, my version of change is that you should allow these players to make money. If Zion Williamson can go out there and get a shoe deal in college and that pays him, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, whatever it might be, then by all means, he should be able to sign that deal and make that money. And the huge hypocrisy is that any coach can go out there and do a commercial for anything and they can make that money while their players can't make that. Mm-hmm. This might be the only window in their lives where they can really make money off their names. They should be allowed to do that. This is the United States of America. We do believe in capitalism. That's something they should be allowed to do, is go out and make money on their name. Should the university themselves say, all right, your paycheck is here, here you go. I don't believe in that, because there is the D1, D2, D3. There are athletes in D3 that play soccer at like a small school that are studs. If they show up at a car dealership or whatever and sign autographs for an hour and can make $500, they should be allowed to do that. Like, that's the part that I just don't get, and that's the part that I hate. When it comes to actually trying to figure out, Jamie, as you were saying, an algorithm or whatever it might be,
yeah,
to whatever you would pay a female soccer player at a university versus Zion Williamson, for instance, then yes, that I think is impossible to find. But you should allow those players to make money off their brand. Because guess what? Even for that female soccer player or lacrosse player or whatever.
If she can sell an autograph, good for her.
If she can sell an autograph, if she can endorse a product and put it on her social media account, well, then guess what? She should be allowed to do that.
Yeah, totally agree. And you know another messed up part of this? Duke pays for Zion Williamson's insurance policy.
Really?
Duke pays for that. He has a $8 million insurance policy that if he drops below 16 in the draft, Duke pays for that.
Wow. That's interesting.
So, I mean, the system is just corrupt and rigged. I mean, it really is.
We do know that. Now, here's the other part of it. So, DeMarcus Cousins always shied off for an opinion. Now, Trey, maybe as a former athlete, you could break this down for me. And I don't know if you've heard this yet, but I really don't know what he's trying to say here, because he says it's so convoluted. He says it in such, I don't know, you need like a cryptex to try to break the code. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure what he's trying to say. Maybe you can interpret for me. Here's DeMarcus Cousins when he was asked about Zion Williamson.
Well, knowing what I know now, college is bullshit. College basketball, NCAA is bullshit. So my advice to him is do what's best for you and your family.
I just don't know what he means.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Think about it a little bit.
I think he's saying, and I can't be sure, but college basketball is BS.
Yeah.
I believe that's the stance he's taking on that.
It might be what he was trying to say. I'm not really sure. Well, let's hear it again a little bit.
Can we hear it one more time, Jamie?
Well, knowing what I know now, college is bullshit. College basketball, NCAA is bullshit. So, my advice to him is do what's best for you and your family.
I wonder what he was really trying to say.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's ponder it a little bit.
Let's ponder it a little bit. Jesse's got something here in West Philly. What's going on, Jesse?
Hey, what's going on there, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I got some strong opinions on this. And my thing is, I think it's becoming okay, which is wrong, that the mindset should be that you can use people's body and physical labor for free and not pay them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just the nation was kind of built upon that premise, and that's where the Civil War started, because the South was getting profits that the North couldn't compete with. But it's, I mean, the mindset that it's okay, that they should just go and play.
Right.
But, you know, we're not, that's just the concept that you use a person's body, that they use their physical labor.
Jesse, I really don't want to compare this to slavery, and I know that's what you're doing. These athletes are being treated very, very well. There is no comparison there.
Now, I don't want to really go there. I said that's
you just went there.
But I don't want to go deep there. But mainly the point I'm getting at is that when they do, which you Blue alluded to, and that's the thing that really upsets me, is when they do go out and try to compensate themselves in any way, that's what I think one of the players has said, is that then they're demonized and they're kicked out, because I can make money, but God forbid you go out and try to make money, then you're wrong and get out of here. And that's the part that I don't like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Hey, well said, Jesse, that part of it. I appreciate you you saying that. Here's my issue with this. So I wanted to be in radio from the time I was 11 years old, all right? I went in college to Temple University, and I worked for the student-run radio station. My senior year, you were allowed to run to become, not run, but you were allowed to apply to be the general manager of the radio station.
Right, right.
It's a paid position.
Right.
I got paid to be in radio my senior year. Meanwhile, Marty Collins, who was the Temple standout at the time, obviously could not be paid to be a basketball player. Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, you mean to tell me that an athlete can't just show up somewhere or be booked to do something? Even if it has to go through the school for an appearance, like it would for a radio station here. If they want us to show up somewhere, they pay the station, they pay us. Like, you pay the university, you pay the student.
Right.
But to me, I think you should just be allowed to be able to make money off your name. That to me just seems like the damn American way to do it.
I like that way that you're presenting that if you needed to, if so, a way to make money is off the autograph session. If you could sell an autograph or some memorabilia or something like that, appearances, I could see it kind of something. I could see that possibly being a way of working.
Yeah, like your old boy, Peter Warwick, he could have gone to Dillard's and done an autograph signing instead of robbing them. And then he wouldn't have been in that situation.
He wasn't robbing them. If only. If only you were there to give him that advice, James.
But if he could have had money in his pocket, then, you know, Jameis Winston isn't stealing crab legs. If he's got some cash in his pocket. Just saying.
If only
they were given to him, he didn't know.
If I thought he was in there like stuffing stuff down his shorts.
No.
Crabs in his shorts?
Yeah.
610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Spin it back to Bryce Harper. And also, by the way, just to put a bow on that, Luka Doncic. His advice was go play in Europe.
It's not a bad advice.
I totally agree with. Yeah. Hey, deuces, I'm going to Spain.
Yeah.
I'll go to Greece. I don't care. I'll go to Italy. I'll play there.
Have you seen the women in Spain?
I've not been to Spain, but we did have an exchange student stay with us in second grade.
Yeah, and that's a no-brainer.
I still love her. That's all I got to say. No, just kidding. Love you, babe. 610-632-0975. Time to flag 744.
The Toby and Bobby Show. I'm Pat Egan, and this sports update is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. For people over 65, the flu can bring serious complications. Fever can mean the flu, so check for fevers with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick, accurate, and easy to use. Sixers returned to the court last night with a big 106-102 win against the Heat. Joel Embiid was held out because of knee soreness, but it didn't matter in the end as the team stepped up in his absence. All Sixers starters were in double figures with Tobias Harris and Boban adding a double-double.
Ben with the ball inside of Boban and another slam dunk by Boban Marjanovic.
Sixers are back at it tomorrow against the Trailblazers at 1. At 9 a.m., we'll talk to Sixers insider Keith Pompey, so keep it locked to the Fanatic. Flyers were dominated last night 5-1 against the Canadiens. Rookie goalie Carter Hart was pulled for the second time in as many games. The team now looks to see if they can pick up a win outside in the NHL Stadium Series when they take on the Penguins tomorrow night at 8 p.m. over at the Link. Padres will officially announce their 10-year, $300 million contract with Manny Machado today during a press conference. Bryce Harper is still making his decision, and the Phillies are still considered the favorite for the former MVP's services. We know you're busy, so we've made it even easier for you to catch any of the shows you've missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app to listen to daily Best of Show podcasts. I'm Pat Egan for 975 The Fanatic.
Barzetta and Trey.
On 975 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't like disappoint. I like hype, Bob. I think we all like hype. Hype does well for this business, right?
Yes, it does.
Except Trey and Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
No hype. The least amount of hype, the better. I think most people would agree with that. But so the stupid money comment made by John Middleton in the USA Today back on November 6th. What did he say? I was talking about this with some colleagues over at NBC 2 days ago. He never said stupid money.
Now, what was it? Something like, we're going to spend money perhaps stupidly or something?
Okay,
or?
Trey, do you remember?
No.
Here's the exact quote. We're going into this offseason expecting to spend money, Middleton told the USA Today sports page. And maybe even a little bit stupid about it. Maybe we'll even be a little bit stupid about it.
Okay.
All right. Middleton then laughed. Then said, without smiling, we just prefer not to be completely stupid.
Okay.
So we're
hedge. Call the landscaper. We're hedging. That's what's happening right there. I was thinking about it because obviously you have time to think about it when there's all this hype and all this talk and all this anticipation surrounding John Middleton and surrounding Bryce Harper. But here it is again. We're going into this expecting to spend money. And maybe even be a little bit stupid about it. We just prefer not to be completely stupid.
Ah, that's translate the stupid
exactly.
money.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's not.
Like, for instance,
semantics.
And somebody tried clarifying it on Twitter when Jeffrey Lurie made the gold standard comment about Trey and his teammates and all that and the way they were running things. That people took that and ran with it. And it wasn't like he said, we are the gold standard. He said, we've almost become, I believe the quote was, we've almost become sort of like the gold standard. And it was more in reference to how they ran their front office and operated the cap and found ways to manipulate it and all that stuff. But people, of course, looked at that and said, yeah, why don't you go win a Super Bowl before you start talking about being the gold standard? And then it was about 15 years later, well, you got that Super Bowl at least. Let's get to Pat Northeast. What's up, Pat?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I got a vent. I'm so over all these morons out here. If I have to listen to one more person talk about how we should just forget Harper, he's too much of a pain, and blah blah blah, let's just go get Mike Trout. Like it's a foregone conclusion, and Mike Trout is coming here. Like it's like 2 years from now is actually tomorrow. These people act like he's available right now. Like we could just go get him. This guy is not going to be available. He may or may not be available in 2 years, people. Like, you got a top five player staring you in the face right now who fits perfectly in your lineup, and you're going to just say, oh, no, forget it because he wants too much money, or Scott Boras is a pain in the butt. No, stop it, people. Everybody needs to relax. This whole money thing, there's no salary cap. Who cares how much money they spend? It's not my money. It's not your money. It's the owner wants to pay that money, and if he wants to pay a luxury tax, let him. Who cares? It's not our money. I am so tired of these people on Twitter and everything talking, oh, he's not worth it. It's not worth the hassle. He doesn't want to play here. He'll play anywhere that pays him the most money. This is what Scott Boras does. He's a master manipulator. He floats stuff out there. He pins everybody against each other, and he gets the most money that he possibly can. He's going to be in right field on opening day, and all these people who are crying now are going to be cheering like crazy when he hits his first walk-off.
I'm with you, Pat. Thanks for the call, man. I'm 100% with you. That's how I think it works out right now. I think that's how people are going to look at it. And I know some people are getting annoyed, but because you're annoyed or because I'm annoyed doesn't mean that Bryce Harper is any better or worse than he was from the last day of the season. He can still do the same stuff for you.
Yeah, and Pat says it doesn't matter. It's not our money. Just spend it. Okay, but if it affects things that you can do or cannot do down the road to improve this team, well, then, yeah, it's a logical complaint or a logical subject to talk about.
I know a lot of people just use this word and they immediately start thinking of Sam Hinkie, but it was a great word to describe everything that a team has to offer to try to acquire something else, and that's assets. $300 million, $350 million, $400 million, that's using up a lot of assets because dollars are still assets for this team. And I get that aspect of it. But if it's an owner that really wants to win and isn't afraid to go all in and pay that luxury tax, then yeah, they're going to go get him. And yeah, maybe in 2 years you go get Mike Trout. I think it is a foregone conclusion that at some point in his career, Mike Trout's here. If it's 29 years old version of Mike Trout that's still in his prime, I hope that version obviously comes to Philadelphia. I would love to see that happen. Now, he could be available next, not this coming season, but next season in a trade if the Angels decide, all right, we don't want to let him walk in free agency. We want to be able to get something for him, and they could trade him. Maybe the Phillies can have what it takes to get him. That'd be great to see. But as far as free agency, you're going to have to wait two seasons, this coming season and through next year, to see if he'll actually be a free agent and come and sign with the Phillies. I'd love to see that, but you're going to have a 29-year-old version of Mike Trout at that point. I don't think he's going to go with a 10-year deal. I don't know what baseball is going to offer him. Maybe when they get to that point in 2 years, they will. But it wouldn't be unheard of, that's for sure.
I certainly don't want to hear if they, God forbid, don't get Harper. I don't want to hear, oh, it's all right, we'll just get Mike Trout in 2 years.
Yeah,
That's not going to work. That's not
that
soothing.
Argument. No, I hate that argument.
Oh, Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, Nolan Arenado next year.
Yeah, well, the Rockies aren't going to let him leave either.
610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WP in Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.